Well, CSIRO trials testing virtual fencing on sheep have shown the technology can work on small mobs in a paddock. The system, which beef farmers are trialling in some states, uses collars with coordinates and sensors to control livestock without the need for physical fencing. Farming system scientist Rick Llewellyn says just like cattle, studies have shown sheep can learn to respond to audio cues.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of interest from farmers in the idea of virtual fencing for a long time, and we work mainly with grain producers who often have livestock as well, and those livestock are nearly always sheep. So, of course, there's a lot of interest in whether the same concept of cattle virtual fencing can be applied to sheep, and that's where our project work has begun with our Armidale CSIRO team who developed the virtual fencing for cattle. We've working with them to see just whether we can make it work with sheep and then look at what technology might be best for applying with sheep into the future.
How do the collars differ between what you hang around the neck of a sheep to a cow?
Well, there needs to be, in the long term, I guess the first step that we've taken is just to prove that sheep will learn as quickly as cattle and in the same way and learn to respond to the sound and learn to turn back when they hear that sound. And our trials so far have shown that that's the case. So further work needs to be done with bigger numbers. But the big step is getting that technology right and thinking about what technology will be suited to sheep, because the cattle device is likely to be big, much bigger than what you can put on a sheep. And there's also the issue of wool, okay? So you've got a very different situation to cattle, so there'd need to be technology development in the future for it to be commercially applicable to sheep.
What's the issue with the wool?
Well, wool's an insulating factor, so that's a big... first of all, you've got sheep are a smaller animal, and at this stage you've got solar panels and things that cause the device to be reasonably large, so it's best suited to cattle, and then to get it down so that sheep are able to receive the same stimulus that might be provided to cattle does need a change, and that's because wool is a very good insulator.
The ping or the short, sharp electric shock isn't going to penetrate through the wool and into the skin of the sheep.
Well, what happens is they generally respond to a sound very quickly, and what we're finding is that, because of the wool, they're just not learning that if they keep going past the sound phase, they're not getting the extra stimulus that causes the learning. So that's why you need a different type of device maybe for sheep, and just basically you need miniaturisation into the future. So that's where the development challenge is.
How long has it taken the sheep to learn that behaviour when they get that stimulation to turn back and to take the mob with them if you are a leader in your flock?
Well, the remarkable thing is how quickly animals have learnt. So it often only takes a few hours for animals to learn that when they hear that sound to turn back to the rest of the mob. And that's the basis of the virtual fencing technology, and that's why it offers so much potential, that quick learning to respond to that virtual fence line.
What are the other benefits of having virtual fencing within a production system if you're carrying sheep? Weed management, you mentioned?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a whole range of applications that for spatial grazing, because typically we're dealing with farmers who their cropping paddocks are getting larger, and if they're also grazing, it gets harder and harder to manage that grazing well inside large cropping paddocks. So this is a chance to set up zones within paddocks so you can graze heavy where you want to graze heavy and graze lighter where you want to graze lighter, and there are probably areas like riparian zones, young trees, erodible zones that you want to keep animals out of completely, and that's the big opportunity with virtual fencing, and that's why farmers see so much potential for it.
A couple of years down the track, is it your hope that the collar will reduce to the size of potentially an ear tag?
Well, I think first of all, there's the cattle devices, which offer a lot of potential to a lot of farmers, so that's the focus at the moment. But like any electronic technology, you'd expect some big advances over the next few years, just like you've seen with all other electronic technology that's around.
Where to next for the project?
Well, we certainly hope to keep trialling with sheep. There's a lot of things to still learn with sort of large mob sizes, different breeds of sheep, and just working out how farmers can best use it and what the ideal technology might look like for sheep down the track.
So are you thinking at this stage that it would be more favourable to, say, crossbreds or prime lambs than, say, merinos?
It's been limited research so far, so it's really not at that stage of looking into different breeds. There's lots of farmers who ask that question for their particular breed, but that's one of the things that you'd hope to be able to look at down the track.
There you go, Rick Llewellyn, farming system scientist at the CSIRO, working on the virtual fencing project for sheep, talking there to Larissa Smith, and I have visions of all this mob of sheep running through a paddock and just all of a sudden stopping for no apparent reason. if you know what I mean.